The membership so far 102, and today we have been approved with another 15. So by Monday we may have 130, 135, and 235. That number will when the ceremony will open on Monday, the swearing ceremony, and then from there we go ahead.
The president has spoken against the criteria used to exclude some people. What is your reaction about the president's statement?
That one is going on discussion. In our case, at the side of the PSP, we did the vetting, we did discuss about this because we were following the criteria that the signatories gave us, and we have seen those that they came under the criteria that we were working on.
Can you give me some of the criteria you used to approve some of these parliamentaries?
It is obvious the criteria that we use. It is on our protocol. It is on Garo 2, and it is in Galkayo, and the last one in Kenya. And it shows us the age between 25 to 75, the education level and the experiences, and crime records. And also there's mental health problems. And the last one is respecting the value of Islam. So we have been looking at those criteria. And they are the criteria that the signatories gave us.
The Somali president said that the TSC has no mandate for excluding people and cannot target any specific individuals due to their role in the Somalis fighting without court conviction. What do you say to that?
I can't talk about this issue, and I don't want to discuss with that case. The only thing that I'm saying is that we have been following the criteria that was given to us. That's what I can say.
What are your expectations, and what will be the process when this new parliament forms a quorum?
Our expectation is after 2.5 years of parliament, and we want to see to have a better parliament. I'm not going to say a perfect parliament, but I would say better parliament, because looking at the members, we have seen some educated, we have seen more women, and we have seen people who have got experience. So we have a better one.
So what will be next for the TSC when you complete approving all these?
Our main mandate is to finish this work and to form the parliament. After that, any one of us will go to their jobs and to their places.
So who will chair? Who will chair the parliament meeting on Monday?
On Monday, and the chairing will take the eldest person in the group.
So what would be your message to Somalis ahead of Monday's meeting?
I am congratulating all the Somalis for the Eid. Tomorrow is Eid, and we are happy we ended the Ramadan. And I hope that we will get a parliament who will took us on the progress way and better way of living.